The presidential primary calendar is beginning to take shape. With the Iowa Republican caucuses scheduled for January 15th, the South Carolina primaries for February 3rd, Democrats, and February 24th, Republicans, and the Michigan primary on for February 27th, Nevada has now secured its date. The combined action suggests that New Hampshire, which has yet to formalize its calendar, will likely move to January 23rd. It is clear that the state will not conform to the Democratic National Committee schedule, which places the New Hampshire primary on February 6th, a day it would now share with Nevada. The Granite State leadership wants to maintain its first-in-the-nation primary status, meaning the Secretary of State will ultimately have to move to a date in January. Doing so would create the earliest ever New Hampshire primary. Continuing on the topic of campaign logistics, the North Carolina Board of Elections, on a 4-1 vote, certified the No Labels Party for a 2024 ballot position. The Tar Heel state becomes the 10th place to recognize No Labels. Though the aggregate number of qualified states is so far meager, No Labels can already have a major effect upon the presidential election outcome. The key swing states of Alaska, with their new ranked choice voting system, Arizona, Nevada, and North Carolina are among the No Labels group of swing states that will largely determine the next general election result. Turning to U.S. House elections, former Iowa State Representative Christina Bohannon, who lost to Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks on a 53-47% count, announced that she will seek a rematch next year. Ms. Miller Meeks won the 2020 election by just 6 votes over Democratic former state senator and 2018 lieutenant governor nominee Rita Hart. The 2024 race will again be competitive. 2 Montana Republican statewide officials have filed congressional exploratory committees with the Federal Election Commission. Superintendent of Public Instruction Elsie Arntzen and State Auditor Troy Downing have taken action in anticipation that incumbent GOP Congressman Matt Rosendale will again challenge Democratic Senator John Tester. The Louisiana 2023 candidate filing period is now closed, and 16 candidates filed to run for governor. The field includes 8 Republicans, 3 Democrats, and 5 independents. The jungle primary is scheduled for October 14th, with a November 18th runoff for the top 2 finishers. For the Republicans, the battle appears to be among Attorney General Jeff Landry, State Treasurer John Schroeder, and former Gubernatorial Chief of Staff Stephen Wagesback. Democrats are coalescing behind former State Transportation Secretary Sean Wilson. Former New Hampshire GOP Senator Kelly Ayotte is back, now running for her state's open governor's position. The first poll brings her good news, as she holds a significant lead over 2 strong Democratic contenders. Republican Governor Chris Sununu is not seeking a 5th 2-year term. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.